Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Ramadan Reminders by Sapience Institute. There are many things in life Allah wants us to cherish. Cherish life itself, cherish yourself. The most important thing, in fact, is to cherish knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing Him and worshipping Him and being devout to Him are the most important things we should cherish in life. But one thing you'll find in the Quran is a constant reminder about one, acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time or thereafter to remember the debt of gratitude we owe our parents. For example, in Surah Al-Isra, Surah 17 of the Quran revealed in Mecca, that he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Your Lord has enjoined you worship only Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And you show the best of excellence towards your parents. That Allah is saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, be of course mindful of Him and worship only Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't forget, in the course of your life, in your growing up, the debt of gratitude you owe your parents also. Don't forget others in life who have aided and assisted you to become the person you are today. And that is really reflective of the perfection of Islam in giving us scope, giving us vision, giving us responsibility in life. Not to be egotistical, not to be self-indulgent and only worrying about ourselves. What about our parents? And Allah in the same verse says that if one of them or both of them reach old age, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't say to either of them, uff. Allah is using an expression saying, don't even express distaste towards them. Don't show annoyance towards them. And Allah says, don't rebuke them, don't scold them. But say instead, وَقُرْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا. But say instead, oh my Lord, have mercy on these two. كَمَا رَبَّيَنِي صَغِيرًا. As they looked after me, tended to me when I was small. Allah therefore is contrasting. Don't be cruel and say horrible things, but say beautiful things instead. It is hard for us to express how much we owe our parents. I remember I had a friend who passed away maybe 5 years ago. And I went to visit him a day before or 2 days before he passed away. And I remember he was lying on the bed in the hospital. This is a brother who was a Quran teacher, taught Quran, traveled the country, even other parts of the world, giving dawah. That was his mission in life, to give dawah, to call the world to Allah, teach people Quran. And I remember he was lying on the bed, you know, death is soon awaiting him. And he said to me, tell me, brother Usman, what is there in life except worship Allah alone and be good to your parents? And I remember thinking, for a person who has spent his whole life, you know, doing things and active in things and teaching Quran, in his own mind and heart, he summed up life by saying, we have to be dutiful to Allah and worshipping Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not to be forgetful of what is owed unto our parents. A man, you know, once came running into Medina, and the man said, Ya Rasulullah, I've come to you to accept Islam and to give the bayah and to do all these great things. And when I came, I left my parents crying. They were sad. I'm leaving and left them crying. And the Prophet says to him, well, in that case, go back to them and make them laugh as you made them cry. SubhanAllah. Not only is it reflective of the beautiful character of the Prophet of Allah, but also showing through his teachings the great importance unto one's parents. Therefore, always remember that. A man once came to Ibn Umar, peace with him. He says, Hamaltu ummi, I carried my mother on my back from Khorasan all the way for the Hajj. We did all the rituals and I carried my mother. He says to him, Atarani jazaytuha, do you think I've now paid her back the debt I owe her for raising me? And Ibn Umar says, وَلَا طَلِقَةً وَاحِدٌ, not even for one contraction have you paid your mother back. Even for one contraction have you paid your mother back. It is therefore upon us as Muslims, as servants of Allah, as du'at, as callers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember the great balance in our deen. And as you might be, inshallah, by Allah's mercy, excelling in this way, and excelling in our acts of worship and devotion, do not forget your parents. Your barakah, your blessing, in fact, is from the dua of your parents. And may Allah have mercy on them as they attended to us when we were younger in age. And as we get older in age, and we now value the importance of being parents ourselves, may Allah always make us dutiful to our parents still. May Allah bless you and us and our parents. Allahumma ameen.